Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Badge Andy Raymond, who's a very good friend of ours and has an amazing podcast called Unfiltered Listeners. If you haven't listened to it, go on and download a lot of the interviews.
Not all of his interviews are amazing, but... this one, we'll see. I was on one. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're talking about your own interview. Okay. But,
yeah, this one with Johnny Sutton.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about it because I haven't heard it yet.
Well, apparently he's really opened up about going into rehab early this year for alcohol abuse and depression. He's just really talking about how difficult it is coping with life after footy. Mm. And he says whilst the South Sydney Rabbitohs have been fantastic for him, he does think the NRL could do more to help players cope with life after footy. Now, I know from my experience that a lot more players when I played were ready for life after footy because they had regular jobs before their career kicked off or even during their career. It doesn't happen very often now. And there's a massive, massive void there for many players. And not all high-profile players like Johnny Sutton that can get a role at the club. He was fortunate to have that, but there are plenty of other players that have a short career or even a long career, but then they've got to go and find their way.
Yeah.
And I'm with him on this. I think this is really important. I think this is really an important thing that the Players Association needs to make sure, and they probably are across it, but I think it's super important that the Players Association, the clubs themselves, the player managers, just to help life after footy and life after sport for anyone for that matter.
Like you touched on having jobs, Badge, players need to do more when they're playing the game as well. They've got money at their disposal.
Yes.
They've got a lot of time on their hands.
It's a lot more time on their hands now. You can lead a horse to water, Sats, yeah. And I've seen it firsthand. It's players' focus is just on playing. And I was like that myself too, but, you know, I dabbled in a few other things.
Yep.
But you see it that, you know, when you've got like two or three different careers doing different things, Sats. You're happy to do that, but there are other players that just are lost without their footy. And I know you never replace that.
No.
That what you have, the mateship and the adrenaline and everything else that comes.
The phone call stopped. Playing. That's what I found. As soon as I stopped playing, the phone call stopped from your teammates. You know when you're playing and you're talking to each other and Badge, when I was playing, we had mobiles and you're always contacting each other. And
what are you saying? We didn't.
You didn't. You just had the old dial phone. But,
we had pigeons.
But I found the phone call stopped. In the first year you finish, you're not part of the circle anyway, and you really miss it. And it's not an excuse, but a lot of players handle it a lot differently. I struggled with it. I struggle with it really badly.
I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Listeners, 0457 736 736. On that very topic, and just want to say again, Andy Raymond's Unfiltered podcast is a great listen. Yeah.
Really good listen. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast with Badge and Sats on Sports Day. If you get the chance at any stage to listen to the show live, make sure you tune in each and every night, Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So, we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's, together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.